From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca, reporting. An agreement, but still no evacuation. An agreement was reached today to resume the evacuation of Syria's eastern Aleppo. The evacuation was suspended yesterday due to demands from pro-government forces who wanted two additional villages evacuated. Residents of the villages will be included in today's evacuation, but it's not yet begun. The Syrian government suspended the evacuation yesterday after blasts and gunfire were heard in Aleppo. Both rebels and government forces accused the other of breaking the fragile ceasefire agreement.
Co zgromadziło tysiące ludzi. Jesteśmy zjednoczona opozycja.
Opponents of Poland's ruling Law and Justice Party remained in front of Poland's parliament building on Saturday morning, hours after police used force to remove blockades of the building's exits. The protesters, who are also staging a new rally outside of Poland's presidential palace, are opposed to a series of government steps that they consider anti-democratic. The protests occurred after the government approved a plan to restrict journalists' access to members of the parliament. Opposition lawmakers protested the plan on Friday and blocked a vote on the 2017 budget. Ruling party members then moved to a nearby hall and approved the budget, a move the opposition said was illegal because it was impossible to confirm that the required number of legislators was present. Afghan officials say gunmen have shot dead six government workers, including five women, in southern Kandahar province. The early morning attack occurred when unknown assailants ambushed and sprayed with bullets a minivan transporting the female Kandahar Air